Some of the physiotherapists that have been ill-treated include Jacqueline Sarandega of Wange Football Club, who faces many challenges like male egos and working hard to prove that they can do the job like their male counterparts. Jay, a Sarandega is affectionately known in soccer circles, says her job ultimately speaks for itself.
As a professional woman, really, football has been very challenging in this sense that you need to be able to handle all the male egos in soccer. Sometimes your advice as a therapist is taken with a pinch of salt because you are a woman. And culturally, women are supposed to be subservient to men. But however, with time, you learn to adapt to the different personalities and cope. And instead of demanding to say, this player must be off the pitch, you actually educate the coach and the player and come midway. It's a give and take. But at the end of the day, what is medically true always wins at the end of it all. Because should they go against medical advice, they will see the repercussions in that the player will be off play for longer than when we took him out at the nick of time.
Another medic, Sibusisiwe Mutunzi of Cholocho Football Club, says at times they are abused by football fans and players. Mutunzi says her worst experience was when she was allegedly beaten up by a Dynamos player, Stephen Alimenda, at Rufaro Stadium for attending to an injured player. She claims that Alimenda thought that she was time-wasting by attending to the player when they were leading Dynamos by a solitary goal.
I once faced the challenge of being beaten by a certain Dynamos player. That was during our first year in the league. So, but I think it made me strong in this field, because I'm now confident with working with anyone of any sex. Actually, the guy, the player, said I was delaying time when I was treating my injured player. No, I've got the name for the player. Alimenda, Stephen Alimenda.
Sarandega adds that she also once suffered in the hands of some Dynamos fans who called her a prostitute when she entered the field of play to attend to an injured player. Sarandega says she was shocked to hear such derogatory remarks. But the medic says she will never give up her profession because of unruly fans and uncaught players.
My first experience was in Faro Stadium when we went for warm-up. And the spectators went, ure, ure, ure. And I was quite shocked. But I knew that I'm married and I'm not going out with any of the teammates or the players. So I just learned to develop a thick skin. That is from spectators.
In terms of the use of juju or traditional medicine in soccer, both say they are now used to it. Mutunzi simply says, when in Rome, one is to do what Romans do.
So whether there's juju, whether there's anything, I'm prepared for anything. I don't mind. The fact that I consider the boys and the coaches as my brothers. So anything that the coach wants, the coach or the players wants to do, I'm part of it. I was told that two to three days before the match, you should not engage yourself. You should not engage yourself in any sexual activity with your husband or without your husband, because I joined the team before I got married. So, you know, it's not a problem with me. And even with my husband. With my husband, at first, it was a challenge, like I told you before. But now, he's now used to that. That on Thursday, if you are playing on Saturday, on Thursday, we don't go to bed together.
They also claim that they are not allowed to have sex with their spouses a day or so before any Premier Soccer League match, as per some unwritten rules of the game. Former Warriors and the Zimbabwe Saints Football Club striker Andrumai Maria Kadengu says it is rare for female medics to attend to players on the soccer field. But he stresses that there's nothing wrong with women taking up such challenges.
It was very uncommon for females to attend to players at the pitch. But for an example, we had a professional like Dr. Herbert Ushokonze, who had a surgery of his own. He used to treat us as as he was male. But then it probably, if the injury persisted, a day after you'd get to his surgery and get attended to by a female nurse. So I would probably equate that to what's happening now. From my own point of view, probably being a man who was in the past and is in the present, acceptable. It's not like that woman is there for sexual purposes. She's there for her profession.
Clubs are required by FIFA to have qualified physiotherapists on the bench, whether they are men or women. Premier Soccer League representative says Zimbabwe soccer fans and football players should stop abusing women physiotherapists. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Atta Chigoriwa.